This podcast helps you to understand changes to the quality of the air in Britain since 1900. Welcome back to the Young Historians Show. Today, we're talking about changes to the quality of the air in Britain over the 20th century. Now, young student, we've looked at housing and we've looked at food. What about air quality?
Well, at the beginning of the period, people and industry were dependent on coal. People used it to heat their homes and factories were still coal-powered. This meant that cities were really smoky and that had an effect on people's health because if the smoke was trapped under a layer of fog, it caused smog. Smog could last for days and the air became full of sulphur. This was really bad for people with heart or lung problems, but even healthy people got pneumonia and bronchitis. Some people even collapsed and died in the street from straining to breathe.
So, what happened?
So, in 1952, there was an awful smog in London. It lasted over a week and it killed about 12,000 people. It pushed government to do something, and so in 1956, Parliament passed the Clean Air Act, which meant that factories in smokeless zones had to burn smokeless fuel instead of coal. And gas, electricity and oil meant that coal was used less, so pollution became less of a problem, until they realised that lead in petrol fumes was poisonous. They introduced unleaded petrol. But still, pollution from cars is still affecting air quality, especially in cities.
Did anyone try to solve this problem?
When scientists discovered that petrol engines used to release poisonous lead into the air, new laws were brought in to force oil companies to make lead-free fuel. From 2001, governments encouraged people to buy diesel engine vehicles, believing they would cause fewer problems as they used less fuel. Since then, scientists have shown that diesel engines may actually cause more harm as they emit tiny particles into the air that might even cause cancer.
That's alarming.
Yes, it is. In fact, whether from petrol or diesel engines, London and other large cities are now experiencing smog once again. In 2014 and again in 2015, athletes in London were warned not to go out training in the weeks before the London Marathon as there were dangerously high levels of pollutants in the air over London.
Is there anything else that has affected health?
Well, talking about athletes, people's activity levels have had an effect.
Why have activity levels changed?
Lots of reasons. More people do sedentary jobs instead of hard manual work. And far more people have cars so they don't walk as much. And TV, films and computer games mean that people aren't as active as they used to be. Far more people watch sport on TV than take part in it. We don't even have to get up to change the channel anymore. Also, power tools and household appliances mean jobs in our homes that once involved effort are now far less demanding. And robots do the heavy work in factories while workers watch monitors. All of this causes health problems. Exercise keeps your body healthy and also stops you getting fat. Part of the problem is diet, but lack of exercise doesn't help.
One could say we seem to solve one problem and cause another.
Exactly.
Thank you, young student. That wraps up today's episode. See you next time.
This podcast is from Hodder GCSE History Dynamic Learning and is copyright Hodder and Stoughton.